Hey, Blue. Hey, y'all. Time to sit a bit and hear episode 3 of our 15-week limited series podcast. It's just me again, country cowgirl Dr. D, with one of your favorite singers, Blue Waters, a Nashville recording artist whose voice will be behind each week's country song that guides the book reading from my soon-to-be-published I'm Just a Country Song, Three Chords and Only My Truth. Last week, we wrapped up by playing a teaser of this episode's song, Act Naturally. We gave you a two-part quiz with not just one, but two questions for you all to kind of scratch your noggin and think. Okay, Blue, let everyone know the answer to the first question. Who originally wrote and sang the song?
Buck Owens with the Buckaroos.
Yes. And who was the protege of Buck Owens who reintroduced the song? He is known for going Hollywood and for his skin-tight jeans.
That is Dwight Yoakam.
Such a cutie. Did any of you guess right or get at least one of the two answers? I can't resist. I have a lesser known fact about the song Act Naturally I want to share. The Beatles recorded it in 1965 for their movie, Help, I Need Somebody. Yep, Ringo Starr was lead vocalist and to this day has this song in all of his set lists. See? For all of you who say country music is not your thing, you may be hearing it and don't even know it's country. Each week, I share how the episode Country Song chose me. Act Naturally, oh my. It's what I've been doing since I set my feet on the Hollers red dirt. I danced before I could walk as therapy for my severe tripping at age 2. I thought I was one of the original Mickey Mouse Club members. I was in every elementary, junior high, and high school play production. I even auditioned, honest to God, for Tinkerbell at Anaheim's Disneyland in my early 20s. No, I didn't get it. But anyway, you get the picture. Your turn, Blue. How about you? Have you always dreamt of performing the big time?
I think I have a story that will answer that question very well. Dr. D, do you know where my first performance was? Do you remember? I don't know if you remember me telling you about it.
Uh-oh, listener, she's giving me a quiz question. Ding, ding, ding. You were on a coffee table and grandma and grandpa would watch you.
That's right. So when I was little, I would crouch behind the coffee table because I was that small, and I would force my family to sit and gather around in the living room and introduce me onto stage, which was the coffee table, obviously. And I would get up there and sing, and then they would all clap for me. And boy, I felt like I was at the Grand Ole Opry performing. It was a dream come true.
Oh,
me too.
I wish.
It's definitely a dream of mine. Also, I assigned everyone in my family a role for my career, for my success. So my grandfather is my bus driver. My father is my manager. My mother is the cook and also just my mama. And my sister is my hair and makeup artist. And they agreed to that when I was very young. I have it in a little journal somewhere.
Hey, Blue, I think I could be part of your tribe. I think I could be your wardrobe stylist. Would you let me?
Oh, absolutely. I need that for sure. I need some color added into my wardrobe because as of right now, I pretty much wear black.
I don't know. You look good. You look good in any color. Act Naturally comes from the phrase we often tell each other when we are nervous. Just be yourself. It'll all work out. Although not easy to face rejection, this upbeat song is about believing in you. And if you do, you might take the world's center stage. Listen along to hear the guidance I received from this country song. Blue, it's my favorite time. It's time for you to sing Act Naturally.
All right, here it goes.
Naturally, singer Dwight Yoakam, writer Buck Owens, lyrics, "Well, I bet you I'm going to be a big star, might win an Oscar, you can't never tell, the movie's gonna make me a big star, 'cause I can play the part so well, and all I gotta do is act naturally." Think about it. When you act, you pretend to be something you are not, fueled by the rejection, a non-selection of who you are. Doubt creeps in, fear creeps in, that you are not enough. You begin to play the part others wrote for you, no matter how sad and lonely you feel inside. You need to settle a bit, stop trying, and be satisfied with the lesser you. Not my story. Uh-uh. With every fiber of my soul, I believe we can all connect to who we are naturally. Come along with me, and maybe, just maybe, my life's movie will show you how to be genuine with or without fitting in to others' scripts of how you should be. I'll do it. And continue to have done it in the make-believe real world of my mind. I never had any doubt ever I could do the it I put my mind to. There were and never has been any geographic right of underprivilege or God-given lack of status to hold back my dreams of the big stage, of the Wild Wild West show I aspire for. And all I had to do was practice the parts. Heck, make up the parts. Believe the script. And set off for discovery by anyone who could see my make-believe reality was far beyond real. I was not picky about the parts I could play. Cowgirl, actress, saloon dancer, anti-temperance organizer, university intellect, or mystic guide. You get the picture. At first, and at a very young age, I created a theater troupe of voices and characters inside my own head. The imaginary parts would change on a whim of make-believe success. I could mind transport from the physical reality of the southern holler upper pasture, where I used fallen logs and carefully constructed designer stage sets, to the Hollywood lights producing the Mickey Mouse Show on the new black and white 1950s TV that my dad was so proud to have afforded. One of the Mouseketeers had my name, don't you know? Coincidence or divine intervention? I took it as a sign. Since I played all the parts of my production I created, I could control the entire dialogue. And to this day, I still ask questions and answer them within the same breath. To this day, I can leave where my being is and travel inside my imagination to a preferred destination where time, sound, and place is what I make it to be. My mind flips on stage lights, and the one beam shines down on center stage where I travel beyond where I really am. When I came into existence, I sensed the creators mistakenly poured in an extra gigabyte or two of explosive energy that may never know age or gravity. My chore or life assignment is in the harnessing of the fuel for myself and then figuring out the distribution outwards. Unharnessed energy is of a curious sort. If not focused, it will cause havoc. A glorious kaleidoscope of possibilities without a direction for fruition. Is it important to terminate the what-if game and select the it to do, to invest in and to deliver? Or can one debate that being out of control frees one to invoke uniqueness beyond what is imagined? Many of those Oscar-winning actors, when accepting the big award, say their life was unplanned, a curious sort of failures, and make-believe that got them through the next day and the next until a lightning connection to the part that seemed to be written for them. A destiny moment that no one could predict or see coming brought them out of chaos to celebrating life's biggest win. They in their hearts just knew they could do it. My very active mind could do it, whatever it of the moment might be. Often as years continued to pass, the it to accomplished was fueled by my competitive spirit that knows no bounds, that was not driven by the win over others, but rather the win I judged mattered. It's an interesting buffer to the time and again rejection I would be and will continue to be dealt. A deck of cards I would be given, not knowing the game rules, but flat out refusing to lose. Yearning for, searching for, praying for, finding the part that's written for me. Fighting off the sad and lonely, and time and again pulling up my bootstraps in search for that script and that part I am meant to play. In looking back and forward, what does my soul-driven determination have in store? A continued lifetime, even today, of getting up and believing, I'll do it, I'll find it, I'll be it, I'll just act naturally. Thanks, y'all, for listening in with Blue and Me. We appreciate your being with us on I'm Just a Country Song's third episode, driven by Dwight Yoakam's version of Act Naturally. Now grab your favorite joy juice and hold on to your cowboy hat for our fourth episode, guided by the one and only drum roll, Merle Haggard's Mama Tried. Got your guitar, Blue? Although they may not need a little ditty from this song, Could you strum a few chords to wet their whistle?
I sure can. Here goes.
First thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound. No one could change my mind, but mama tried.
It's a toe tapper, knee slapper blue. I loved it. Let's give our usual weekly quiz about this song so our listeners will tune in to the next episode for the answers. Here goes. Now this one is the trickiest one yet. Where did Merle Haggard write Mama Tried? Knowing that answer might help you understand the song. Running from home was not caused by the place you grew up being bad. There's no reason for blaming our mamas for what they did or didn't do. Simply, some of us don't fit where they were born and are running to what lies beyond. See y'all for the next episode of the 15 Limited podcast series, rolling out the chapters of my soon-to-be-published book, I'm Just a Country Song, Three Chords and Only My Truth, coming out in February, fingers crossed. So Blue, how do I find your music, find you, find other services that you might provide?
Well, for my music, you can go to dot.cards/bluecrew, and that's B-L-U without an E. And for my coaching services, you can go to chooseyourblue.com, also without an E. Everything is without a need, just BLU. But that's all my music and my...
Gotta love it, Blue. Won't you dial in to next episode 4, Mama Tried? Bye for now.